This week on Your Mom's House.
It is kind of American.
Do you just wake up and
my place is kind of American Psycho. Clearly the worst medicine you could take for it causes internal bleeding, which I think DeMarco also causes internal bleeding.
Stop complaining, start jogging.
All right.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Your Mom's House.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
What's your pronoun?
Wow.
Hey, guys. Welcome to another episode of Your Mom's House. It's been quite the week here at YMH Studios. There is no other topic. Well, there's actually two. One is that our very own native, as Jaybird, as he's known around these parts, has been challenged to run the New York City Marathon in November, and he accepted, and everyone's very excited about that. You
so
can't
pumped.
Tell by his face, but he's thrilled to be doing it. And we have I'm lining stuff up. Like,
oh, we've
like
already
top tier
wheels
resources
in motion.
Have I mean, right now I got Mark Bell leaving me messages. I got the Ways to Well people reaching out to do your blood work. I got a couple other things, PTs that are going to be lined up, and
nutrition.
Yeah, nutrition.
We're covering the whole gamut, and I've already spoken with Agent Jeans. He's clearing our schedules for the marathon so we can all attend.
We're all going to go.
We're all going to go.
Yeah.
We're all going to go?
Yeah.
The whole crew.
I think the whole crew is going to go.
Everyone at YMH is coming too?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
So
yeah.
Cool.
Hell yeah. I mean, it depends. Like, I don't know. I might not like somebody and they don't come, but everybody else will come.
Oh, man.
So the people you like.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
But our schedules are cleared and we're ready. We're committed to you.
Yeah, you know, it's cool to see you guys are so excited, and I love seeing you guys happy.
Yeah.
But something in my head is, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, what is it?
I can't even articulate. Like, one thing for sure, I definitely need to get back into therapy. Because this is it's complicated emotions that I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't even know how to articulate it. I was talking to my girl. I was talking to my mom, like, over the week. And they're like, hey, are you okay? I'm like, what? Hmm. And they're like, you're, like, not listening. Like,
but
you're not
do you
listening
think
to
it's,
questions. I'm like, disassociating.
Do you think it's just because all you're thinking about is what sucks about running, and then you're like, man, it's just gonna. I'm just gonna suffer. This is just about 5 months of suffering.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably a big slice of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just gonna be a complete lifestyle change until the marathon, and I mean, and also you guys said you're gonna have all these Hasidic Jews waiting for me at the finish line. That's kind of upsetting.
But you're transforming,
yeah,
native.
I mean,
it's scary to change.
It's scary.
You have
it's
to
scary.
Give up things to gain things.
And I mean, I was looking at like some of the stuff too. Like, I mean, I feel like I do my best Googling, not on the show.
Yeah.
But I was looking up these timetables.
Yeah.
And I'm 34. Let's round me up to 35 at a beginner rate, just under 5 hours.
Yeah.
Which is right under, I mean, and Bert came in right at average where he should have.
He did it a number of years ago.
A number of years ago, sure.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, still kind of close at 5 hours and 20 minutes.
I got you.
But then, like, I also, like, read the rest of that paragraph, like, of how long it took him to run. Instead of feeling a runner's high, Kreischer felt the pain of long-distance run for months.
Well, yeah. He didn't prep.
You really do. One thing I've noticed in these conversations, you really latch on to the pain aspect, like that this is all going to be painful.
I've been hurt a lot, Tom, and I know what the, I know what it feels like. I think that's what it is. When like if you've never broken bones, torn ACLs, thrown out your back, you just have like a childlike wonder about you going around like the world.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like anytime I see someone jump on a trampoline, I'm like, oh God, watch out.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
well, have you been injured running?
Ever since I tore my ACL, I don't run and I don't jump.
How did you tear your ACL?
Freak trampoline accident.
Okay, so we're not asking you to trampoline.
But that's, it's impact. It's
well,
impact running.
Jumping on a trampoline is different than running and
you're
being
gonna,
trained.
Here's
and,
the thing. You're not going to run like a fucking deer into this thing.
Yeah.
You're going to learn. No, really, it's about doing this low speed, low impact, you know, it's a style of running that actually takes a minute to learn, because you're not going to be just sprinting at this thing.
Right.
And look, man, if your body really rejects what you're doing, then it's going to reject what you're doing. And, you know, but you're not just going to be thrown into the fire to try to get, no one's trying to hurt you, you know?
Right. No. And I can't tell you how gracious I am that, you know, both of you guys are offering like, the amount of help that you guys are offering to get me there is fucking insane. Like, it's absolutely insane that, like, and this was all kind of stuff that I've already kind of wanted, like, get my blood work done, figuring out where I'm lacking, like, in all these things and, like, getting back in it. Because, yeah, I'm, like, the unhealthiest that I've been in a long time. Part of it, you know, having to do going to gambling rehab, that was a pretty low part for me.
That's true.
So, you know, a lot of comfort eating, a lot of that stuff. So it's like I've kind of, like, you know, it's just the transition between getting in shape.
But
setbacks, like
the
three
big
steps
thing
forward,
though
that type
is,
of shit, you know?
And it is an adjustment, is going to be completely adjusting your diet.
Right.
Doesn't mean you're not going to eat. It's just like
right. And I'm okay with it, but it's almost like it's the 4 a.m. wake ups. It's the two a days. It's the, you know, it's like, it's not just the food that's going to be different.
No.
I think I could get myself to like the food that's coming. It's everything is gonna change.
Yeah,
and I'm a creature of comfort. Yeah, I'm a creature of comfort. So it's like I think that's probably like
it's scary.
Yeah.
I do think you should get that therapist on the line.
No, yeah, me too.
Yeah,
yeah. I've been meaning to do that for a minute.
That'll. I think it'd be good
because
to express
Nadav too. Like this will be an extreme thing, right?
Yeah.
That you're working towards. But then after, you know, you don't have to wake up at 4 a.m. and run for the rest of your life. But you could calibrate these good habits, you know,
right.
Maybe it's just 10,000 steps a day after this.
Yeah.
And maybe your diet gets cleaned up and you have long-term change, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't think of it as like a lifetime of suffering. It's just
no,
a finite thing. And then you know,
no, yeah. It's just the first time I've caught myself dissociating for a while. And I don't think I've ever felt it to this level where people are like, are you okay?
But even that, what you're saying right now is a real sign to analyze, right?
Yeah.
In that the thing that is making you dissociate is objectively a good thing for you, and that is scary, and you're dissociating from that. So it's like, what's really going on? Do you want to, you can keep living the way you're living, everything, you know, you're not going to pay the price for that in the short term, or it's like, look better, feel better, be healthier, longevity, move better, have more energy, all these things that are huge, huge benefits, but it'll take, like, you know, discomfort
right.
to get there. Or it's like, I don't want to deal with that, just go back down this path.
Right.
And even the fact that you're aware that you're dissociating it is like informative, right? It informs you of like,
no, yeah, I'm very emotionally aware of
yeah.
like where I'm at. Like I have a hard time explaining why I'm there and
yeah.
stuff, but like I know what I'm feeling.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary. But here's the thing. You have a huge support network.
No, yeah. And I, again, can't say how appreciative I am. Like I know like part of this is the fun and watching me suffer, but really the underlying thing
really is
that you guys
right.
like care.
We
know?
Do care.
We do care. And we're not going to let you, we're not going to just throw you into the fire.
And we'll
and
figure out, look,
we'll
we're going to figure out
yeah.
what this time, like, I don't want to focus on the time that you have to do.
Yeah, because 4 hours and 20 minutes.
I really think that's
ambitious.
That's not the thing to focus on. I think we'll figure out that time. There will be a reward for getting there in another time. I think what's more exciting is a punishment if you don't. That's something we didn't talk about.
That's correct,
my friend.
Because
that is what excites me.
Same.
You know, if there's
it's
like
got
a...
got so much cooler for you guys.
Yeah.
Negative reinforcement is like, always the crux.
I got to have something to look forward to, you know? Like, I'm sitting here being like, yeah, get healthy. But, like, for real, I want to see him suffer.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course, yeah. Of course. So what can the punishment be if he fails?
I don't know. Oh, I mean...
Because he's prone to, you know, I'm a little hurting and complain. We got to get that shit.
My legs.
Yeah. Ira's got to just shut up and do it. So
I've got blood clots.
Hey, my bag. So,
like a Jewish sickler.
I don't know. I mean, I'd love someone to hurt him, but I think that the thing, I don't know. What can we take from him?
Full that, chest piece? Like, it'd be a pretty big punishment to, like, not be buried next to my grandparents. Yeah.
Get a tattoo.
Ooh, what's the tattoo say? I'm slow. FGTR.
Irish pride, you know? Irish and proud. Kiss me, I'm Irish.
The a tramp stamp.
Huge Celtic flag.
Yeah, put it on tramp stamp.
Yeah. No, a huge O'Callaghan.
That's
oh, like
awesome.
How athletes do it.
That's
or like,
awesome.
No, they do it over the back.
Yeah,
with the big
Irish
back
pride.
That's amazing.
I can't do that. That'll get me killed. Like if I.
What?
Like, no.
There
by
it
who?
Is.
If I ever, now you're going to run.
I don't think I'll ever be in prison, but if I am and I take my shirt off, there's going to be very clear lines I need to follow or I'm going to get fucking killed.
You're not going to prison. Irish pride. That's what
Irish
it is. It's a Celtic flag.
It's good motivation.
It's only if you don't do it and you're going to do it.
Yeah. Stop complaining. Start jogging.
All right. All
get
right.
Moving.
Let's start the show. Here we go. Are you ready, Gene?
Yeah.
This is a special one just for you.
Oh, shit.
How to talk to emo and goth bitches. Now, emo and goth bitches are pretty much the same. They both think that the world is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's just that the emo bitch blame herself for it. The goth bitch love that shit. Now we know how to navigate going forward. It's going to be hard for you to get one of these bitches without having some kind of common interest. Because just like fat chicks, they know that some of us only look at them for a fetish. So here's the game plan. I need you to study up on their culture and put that shit in the bag.
He's
and
right.
Then take a picture at a goth or emo concert or venue, post that shit on a dating profile, and make your entire profile about your love for that culture. You're going to turn off a lot of other bitches, but fuck them hoes. We're looking for that one. Stay focused.
This guy's the best.
He's
he gets
awesome.
Me. He gets it.
He does.
It's fucking right.
Welcome. Stay focused. House with Tom Segura.
Christina Pajitsi.
Welcome to your mom's house.
What's up, dog?
This guy is so fucking spot on.
Yeah.
Like, here's the deal. I don't know much about emo because that's lame as shit. That's not my vibe.
Yeah, shit's gay.
Shit's gay as fuck. As a hardcore goth, he's absolutely right. Goth chicks and goth people.
Can you imagine you telling people you're goth today in this thing?
I'm fucking... freezing. That's why I wore my ski jacket in here. Fucking... It's freezing in here.
You look like you're going skiing. Right now in Sun Valley, Idaho, with some of the other CEOs. And you're like, let me tell you something about being goth.
No. I'll bring in pictures.
We got
I'll bring
some
a
merger
picture.
And acquisitions talk
okay.
going on here.
Listen, I'll bring. Can we insert a photo? I'll bring in. I'll give you some okay. cred, some street
okay.
cred later.
Okay.
So he's right. The pride of being goth is that you point out that other people aren't as goth as you are. Mm-hmm. It's so fucking immature and lame.
You do it all. I've heard you do it for 20 years.
I love
you're
it.
Like this fake ass guy.
No, they're called weekenders where you're like, ew, you're like a Hot Topic goth right. or you're a weekender. Mm-hmm. So the fact he's absolutely.
It's like me with my
right.
Harley. A lot of guys, they think I'm not about that life because I only ride on Saturdays and Sundays.
That's pussy. Yeah, but don't bikers. That's what they're called, right? Bikers. Yeah. They think that's lame as shit.
That's weekenders.
Yeah, weekenders are fucking lame, bro. Yeah. Yeah. So it's all about living that goth life 24/7 and representing
all
hard.
Day, every
you
day.
Eat Count Chocula for breakfast, bro. You sit in the dark. Yeah, you don't go on the fucking sun. I didn't get a suntan for a decade.
Well,
I
was hardcore. He's got more game. You want to hear it?
Oh, he's the best. Yeah.
When you finally get her, I need you to know that underneath all that black eyeshadow and nails and shit, it's just another bitch. Talk to her like she's normal, and then sprinkle in some of that bullshit that you learned earlier. Yeah. The bitch will be spellbound. Also, look the part.
Spellbound, Susie
Ouija
song.
Boards and Dallas Cowboy jerseys don't mix.
That's right.
Wear black. Game is game.
That's right. He's 100% right. And I would smell that out and be like, that guy's a poser.
Yeah.
Poser.
Game is game.
Game is game.
Yeah.
God, he knows everything.
Yeah, he does. He's really good.
How does he know so much?
Underneath all that black eyeshadow and nails and shit, it's just another bitch.
So true. It is so true. And also, there's a lot of, if I were to do a Venn diagram, there's also a lot of overlap in the goth community and fat chick community. There was a lot of fat goth girls, too. So there might be some in that, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
There are some fat goth girls.
There's a lot of fatzos. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's
a lot of Disney goths, too. That's,
you know,
a whole thing.
Big, fucking, fat, Mexican trans chick that's like all over all the internet right now.
Wait, which one?
Warlock, the Gorlock or whatever, the Destroyer, the...
How did I miss out on this?
You haven't seen this?
No, you know I'm on the dark side of talks. I don't do normal people TikTok.
This fucking chick... She blew up because she ate a lot, but she she got a lot of press because she did a big podcast. There's like this big dating podcast.
Okay. Oh, this girl.
This one.
Yeah. You sent me this meme.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
She thinks she's amazing, right?
And every day I see a new thing from her. I want to know the backstory though behind this person before they.
Fat Spanish Girl podcast.
Yeah, I mean, she's everywhere. She's everywhere. They do these... the first one I saw was her being dubbed.
Aww.
When she spoke, they just put Jabba the Hutt over her voice. It's fucking crazy.
Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets. Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Okay, but big goth chicks are also...
This is her. Yeah.
The bigger goth chicks... Wow, she's really something else.
This one.
Is she trans?
I mean, yeah, she's always like, I can get any man I want.
Okay, but here's the deal. And here's the deal, man, is that at least she's trying to look like a girl. And
well,
I do give her mad props for that. Okay. A lot of these trans are very lazy. They don't try to jazz up, doll up.
And no one knows this person's story, right? Does anyone know?
I do like her purple hair.
We'll
You're right.
We'll do a deep dive on it.
She looks good with purple hair.
Dios.
I like that.
Yeah.
See, that's goth adjacent.
Yeah.
Post next to it.
Jesus Christ.
This poor woman.
Oh, fuck.
But isn't she saying, so it's not just her appearance, is that she's saying crazy stuff too? Like,
well, it's like she's just like, I could get any man I want. Like, I don't know, go to the profile and like go to down to the one on the podcast. Like, I don't know what clip this is, but it's probably a clip from the show. Maybe she's saying some wild shit here.
But I'm rich and I'm pretty. So
no, that's a clip from something else. So she does this thing where like, I'm a bad bitch.
Yeah.
You know,
like Lizzo.
Yeah. I'm baddie like vibes only, you know? And then people are like, stop, you know?
But don't you find that attractive? A little bit, that arrogance?
No.
Okay. I'm just, you know, I'm trying to help her out. I'm trying to help a bitch out. But goth chicks have a very stylized look. So if she were this big and goth,
I feel like
it would look good.
When somebody has that like real I love myself thing,
yeah,
and it's genuine, you don't you actually don't hear them say it.
You don't have to say
it. Yeah, you just see, you're like, this person doesn't give a fuck what anybody thinks. And when people are like, I don't give a fuck, I, you know,
yeah, you're like, yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's different. It's different.
It's different. Different.
Yeah. Yeah, but these,
oh, that's always a trouble when the picture with the middle finger.
Wild.
The double bird is always a good look too.
Or who she's hanging below the frame, the caption.
That's the wish. I mean, because of this, no. Big this,
no. A good vice on
this.
So, yeah.
Foof. No, she's
not good. Take that down.
Take it down.
Okay.
Feel sick inside.
Yeah.
You know how we were talking to Tom Papa, like you go to other people's profiles to feel better?
Yeah.
Like that was like a sorbet, right? Now I'm like, oh God, I'm back into my
back.
Life. I'm not looking.
You're not looking?
It's puke, babe.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, he's drinking.
He's puking.
No, he's not puking.
He's
just, he's just drunk.
I like the music.
He's just drunk.
Babe. Oh,
fuck,
babe. Oh. Okay, that was great. Thank you for playing that.
I like music.
I like that. I actually like whatever they were playing.
It'd be kind of weird, though, right? If you were like, I bought a ticket to the show.
I was there. That was me. It puked on me.
You're like, what happened?
Wasn't there a time where you were so drunk and you were telling a story? Can you please tell this story? This might be one of my favorite things.
Oh, my God. I wish I could reach out to it because I don't remember any of their names. So I was working at Copelson Entertainment. For people that don't know, Copelson was the people that did The Fugitive. You know, those are like my favorite genre of films. Mm-hmm. And so I'm sitting there interning, and then I do script treatments where you read scripts and you break down, you do the synopsis, log line. And you have to talk about, like, you have to write up what's good about the script, what's bad about the script. And so there's a little bit of a camaraderie amongst people like me, the interning there, and assistants. And all of them have aspirations to be executives, like running studios and things like that. And I know that I'm not going to do that. And so I'm like, they're all young. All the assistants are young. And so one weekend, this group, we all go out, and we start at one bar, and we go to another bar, and I'm drinking a crazy amount. What?
I'm sorry. I'm just excited to hear it. It's so stupid.
I think I just have, like, a lot of anxiety about how to be in this environment, and I start drinking a lot, dude. I'm drinking a lot. I forget what it was, but it was definitely... I'm drinking mixed drink, like cocktails, you know, like screwdrivers or like Jack and Cokes or something, and I'm putting them down. I mean, I'm putting them down one after the other, after the other, after the other. I'm probably 10 or 12 deep in these. And we end up, what was the, it's like, it's called a, it has a sushi, it was a sushi bar on Sunset.
Oh, Miyagi's.
Miyagi's?
Yeah. Yeah,
we're at Miyagi's. And we're standing around, and it's pretty late. And we're in a circle, and I start telling a story. I'm like, I'm holding court. And it's like a full circle of people. It's like four people from the office and then a couple other people that are just like kind of with us, you know, like someone's girlfriend, someone's boyfriend. And as I'm talking, and I have a friend with me, I talk and I just in the middle of the story, I vomit. Like I puke on the floor at Miyagi, like a huge pool of vomit. And the reason that I even know the story because it was told to me, I don't remember it. I had like vague memories of it. But they go, the person I was with goes, so you vomit like all over, and then you do that thing like, you know, when someone's done puking where they spit, they go like, he's like, you spit, you spit a bunch, and then you're bent over. He goes, and then you stand up. And you go right back to your story, right? And I was like, what did you guys do? And he's like, we were all like, oh my God. Like, we didn't know what was happening. And
but what were you talking to? Do you even remember?
I don't remember. I don't remember what I was telling them, but I was like, listen to me, you know?
But it must have been so important to you.
For
in
me,
the
I was like, this is a funny story.
Hold on. And then the guy says.
And then, yeah, and then I'm like, hold on. So we got back in the car, right?
Like, everybody's like, you just threw up everywhere.
Everywhere. So I go back. I don't go back. I'm taken back by my two roommates at the time to the apartment. My one roommate helps, like, place me in the bed and like face down, because they're like, he's gonna puke again. And guess what? I puke again. When I wake up too, I like my pants are off, my shirt, you know what I mean, like I'm just like, how did I get here? And I walk out into the living room, that part I remember, and I see Chuck.
Yeah.
And I was like, what happened last night? He's like, oh, you're alive, dude? That's good. And I'm like, what? I'm like, did we? And he's like, bro. Like, and that was a full blackout drunk experience. And the other part that was crazy, like, he recapped that whole story to me and like getting me back. And he was like, you were such a fucking lunatic. Is that I had to go back to work.
Oh, fuck.
You know, I go to work
that's
on
the
Monday.
Worst part.
And they were all like,
hey, Tom.
How are you?
Cool story.
And then you can see that, like, their eyes are like, this guy's a different guy.
Yeah.
Like,
but what a valiant effort to finish the story. That's so cool.
Yeah. That's what was important to me.
What I know.
I got a funny story.
But you're a storyteller, and you knew even back then.
I knew then.
You got to finish the bit,
I'm
man.
I'm not going to just bail on this bit. You guys are going to laugh.
That's the best part.
Mm-hmm.
I think that makes me love you even more.
Thank you.
That's why I fell in love with you. And then the guy.
Well, you'll want to hear.
Holy shit.
You'll want to hear this. This is pretty big.
Oh, okay. Oh, cat eating kibble big.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Doesn't get any bigger than this in our world.
Big deal.
Wow.
This is a YMH exclusive.
Huh.
Well, it finally happened, and I didn't think it was ever going to happen, but it is official now. Garth Brooks has blocked me on Instagram.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Can you pull up his
oh, no.
His stuff here? I think the
why?
What a fucking lunatic.
Why would you do that, Garth?
Go to his like actual account page real quick, if you could.
Oh,
that's him.
No.
There he is. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is, I'm trying to remember the, there, yeah, it doesn't come up for me anymore. The last, God, by the way, how weird, Is that poster, the plus one poster there on the right?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm just holding on to my guitar.
Yeah, what is that? He's bummed out? He's sad? Sexy. He's in the green room?
Can you scroll? I'm trying to find out the last time I commented. Because I did comment. I don't comment that often, but I did recently. And it was one of my last ones. Like,
and you didn't even realize that would be your last comment.
I didn't realize. Like, I hope it was a good maybe, one. Oh, God, these are so creepy.
I know, his smile is so inauthentic. Oh, yeah. That's a photo.
That one's fucking weird as shit.
Yeah, that's not welcoming.
Go that way.
That one's from November.
Okay, go to, above it. I mean, like, start clicking on them.
He does look better, though. He looks good now.
Okay.
He didn't get
that one.
He got red during the pandemic.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Maybe they're... Oh, no, they're still YMH comments.
Because if he blocked you, then all of your comments would be stricken.
Oh, they would?
Yeah.
I was looking for, like, the last time.
Right.
I would have... Look at that big dumb hat. Shit.
Oh, it's so big.
Yeah.
Like, it's all YMH comments.
Yeah, I was wondering.
So funny.
Go to the next one. Yeah, hit that. Let's see. Dolly Parton. I need a man who wears a cowboy hat. All right, maybe he's trying to... It seems like he's getting a little more, like, real comments, you know?
Well, this is Dolly. You don't hit mess that. With Dolly, you know?
Oh, right, that's her post.
Yeah. Reba, we're not going to...
Yeah.
When is Garth using lung infection as instrument? It says. Yeah. Oh, look at Reba and Garth back in the day.
Back in the day.
Those are tight jeans on him. Okay. Look at his dick in that one.
Yeah.
Look how tight that is. There's Dolly. She's
the first thing you
saint.
Said when we watched that... Little
Reynolds
smoking the Bandit, you were like, look at that dick in him, right?
Well, the pants are too tight.
Yeah.
Couldn't help but notice. It was for me. Look at her. She's the best.
Yeah. Does it feel funny to hold hands? Oh, that beard's real dark.
Yeah.
Like Seagal dark.
Going back to that.
Yep.
But he does look better than he did before.
Vegas begins. Wow. Okay, I have two tickets. Sure will. Love your music and your humor. Okay.
That's not.
All right. That's fucking weird as shit to write that.
Tommy wants to play basketball. Leave T alone.
Well, they know. It's so that's just recent, right? That's like a couple of so yeah, it's anyway, so I don't even see him on Instagram anymore. It doesn't even come up for me.
Oh no.
Yeah.
You're going to miss all this?
Which is weird because I've been to profiles where it says you're blocked by this person, but you still see their profile. And like if I go to his profile, it just there's nothing there. Do you understand?
Are you sure you don't mean that it says when you block someone? Because it says that. It shouldn't say that someone blocked you.
No, I've definitely gone to a profile of someone I followed and it says blocked from this person.
I think I've seen that on Twitter, but Instagram is also constantly changing, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's been a while.
That's devastating.
Yeah, it's
I can't imagine why he would do that.
I know.
You've been nothing but supportive and kind.
It's very strange.
Let's see some video.
This, like some of his more recent things that I got real excited about. Oh,
yeah.
Look, there's an any comment. We had a lot of people asking where the music, where the music was. Cap.
Yeah, you see that big ass cap in the other fucking photo? Yeah, homie's capping all the time, man.
So this is him. This is what I love. This is such a country guy thing to do too.
Yeah,
he's unboxing his own
stuff shit.
And is getting excited about it. You know, so he's playing the part of a fan for the unbox. Let's see it.
So weird.
You live with these things. You live with these things year in advance, but you create them. You're part of you're part of everything.
Yeah.
But the unboxing of them for the first time.
Of my own music.
Always the greatest thrill.
That wasn't for the first
so
time.
So beautiful.
There
Garth
should have been
Brooks Anthology
on
2. You might have 1 and 3 already. You're going to complete your collection with Anthology 2.
Oh,
I'm going to take a look inside. I just got to see one thing. It just, I love this. These things are so well placed.
Who's still listening
that
to
on the
CDs?
First Anthology, we had a lot of people His asking fans. Where the music was. It's fabulous. It's so smooth. And it's so beautiful.
Pictures of me.
I just love this stuff.
Things I've said.
Garth Brooks Anthology 2.
Did you hear
Ships.
Him? He said we had people 15. Asking where the music was. Nigga, it's the first page.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
It's so stupid. You know,
and like also, how much money does this guy need? I mean, isn't he a gajillionaire already? He's hawking his anthologies.
And why are
like,
we,
stop.
Did he do the thing where, was it like Star Wars, where he's like, there's anthology one and three. Now I'm releasing anthology two. Like he went back in time to release
weird.
A different anthology. It's so strange.
Oh, there's Trish and him. What's going on?
Okay, what's going
Trish
on
Trish looks good, too.
Yeah. Buddy, Garth Brooks here.
And Trish Yearwood.
And guess what?
Habitat for Humanity is back on the road.
That's right. The Carter Work Project returns. And they're going to come to Charlotte in October of 2020.
He can't do
That's
it.
That's right. We can't wait to see you there.
He can't
That's
be
right.
sincere.
And the Carters will not be here. They're enjoying their retirement back in Plains, Georgia. So the building
they're 90.
Is up to you and us.
Let's do this for them. Let's do this for us. Do it for yourselves.
Amen. I love it. Let's go build something.
This is some weird
so
shit.
So weird.
The fact that every time there's something charity related, that
or
he's
sincere.
Like, "Hey, hey, Jimmy, what emotion should I do for charity?" And
I know.
They're like, "Just laugh it up." And he's like, oh, "Okay."
Well, why is Habitat?
Especially the refugees.
Yeah, the refugee. He's laughing at the refugees and the Habitat for Humanity. Why are you laughing?
If you don't know, Habitat for Humanity is building homes for people that don't have them.
Yeah, it's not funny.
You know, he's like, Habitat for Humanity's back. We're going to build some houses for poor people.
Yeah.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silence.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's laughing for no reason.
It's so
Is he
strange.
On drugs?
It's beyond
stand up for Ukraine.
It's like, this is not the time for catchy, funny shit.
Yeah, it's just so bizarre. He cannot do a normal post to save his life.
And that one that we played recently.
He can't do
about, it. About, I'm going to change the world with this post. And they're like, oh, yeah. What is, it was about merch.
Oh, right.
And he goes, are you ready for this?
Yeah.
And the guy's like, yeah. He goes, treat people the way you want to be treated.
Oh, my God.
You know, just treat
people. I, where is he getting this
treat
shit
people
from?
People the way you want to be treated.
Yeah.
That's it. You don't want to charge five times what it costs to make this shirt.
How much does it cost to see Garth in concert? Can we? How much is the ticket?
Well, he was big on, I have a very accessible ticket price. That was his big thing. And then I think this Vegas show is where it all went sideways because people got really upset about the Vegas ticket prices. Like really upset.
Yeah. Well, he's not. He's got to sell his anthology now, too.
Yeah.
I mean... he's just a humble pie guy, right? Doesn't he just have a tractor and a farm?
How much are those?
How much?
729 tickets, $891. Yeah.
Yeah.
$537.
Per ticket?
And what's that front section there right by the stage?
From 899.
Stop.
That's what people got really pissed about.
Well, of course. This is his fan base isn't.
And this is from StubHub. So,
this is from StubHub. Yeah. So what? These are secondhand tickets, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
So they're probably all the original tickets are probably already all
sold.
Bought. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and Taylor Swift was at $3,000.
But that's also second. I mean, that's what happens is these really big artists, the tickets get scooped up and then they just go straight to scalping. Yeah.
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 But I mean, he's really got to sell. I'm so excited to unbox my own shit. Tom, when you get your album of your hour, are you going to be super pumped to unbox it? Yeah, I mean, who's stoked
like
to
this?
Look at their own shit like that?
Oh, man, but when you hold it for
the
first time.
And CDs? How do you even play a CD anymore?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Jesus Christ.
I'm selling CDs?
And
what are you seeing there?
$1,500 for upfront.
Wow. A ticket?
Yeah.
Wow.
For at least that, like, right front.
This is for his residency, his Vegas residency?
Mm-hmm. Jesus. And everything else is already sold out.
Well, you know, I'm just a good guy.
Just a down-home fella.
And, you know, treat people the way you want to be treated.
Habitat for Humanity.
I really like that.
Well, I'll say this. I'm very hurt that I'm blocked, but...
it's devastating news.
Yeah, it's like... I thought it would get to this point at some time. You know, and then I thought I was actually in the clear. I thought that they were just going to you know, why push back? It's just going to create more fire for him. But, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to
let the conversation begin.
Hopefully we can have a dialogue at some point.
I mean, just, Garth, open your heart and your arms.
To me?
To me.
Yeah.
Give Tom another chance.
Yeah.
He's a caring Christian man.
I've always been a big, you know, I'm definitely upping the engagement on your stuff.
For sure. Yeah, you're helping him get that nice Instagram audience, the digital age. Come on, man. We're nothing but love, Garth.
By the way, you know Sexy Rex? Sexy Rexy?
Who can forget him?
So this was Sexy Rexy
there
here.
Is. There's our guy.
And we discovered him, and then we spoke to him.
Yep.
And then, like, right after we spoke to him, they did another post. Look at that one.
Man.
Where he's in the sauna. He's in a Turkish bathhouse.
Looks great.
Yeah. Click that. Look at this. Look how jacked he is.
So jacked.
So jacked. He's got two footsies on him.
Yeah.
One's covering his dong.
Yeah. He says he never goes in for the kill. I know what I look like. I've been 6'4 since I was 19.
When a guy my size makes a move, it can be frightening. So I let the woman lead.
He's right about
I know
that
when she's ready, she'll let me know. She'll give me the cues.
Mm.
Only when that happens will I pull out the magic wand. This is important. I always ask, if you had a magic wand, what would be your perfect man? I let them tell me how they want to be treated, and then I follow instructions. I can't tell you how many women have told me, wow, you don't go down on me like a guy. Most men just put their whole face in it, way too much, especially if there's stubble involved. I'd personally recommend shaving your face right beforehand. Shave that shit down until it feels like a baby's ass. If you're not going to do that, at the very least, you've got to lead with the lips. Use the tongue gently. And don't go straight for the clitoris. Aim for 1 o'clock.
I'm going to puke, dude.
You can't go wrong with 1 o'clock. But don't just park at 1 o'clock. Travel all around. The entire area is sensitive. With men, it's all about the penis. But with women, it's all about everything except the butthole. This one is so important. The balloon knot is not for you to touch, ever, not even once, unless you've asked.
Rex is right.
Even then, there's got to be preparation, unless you want the whole house smelling like baby diapers. So always ask, always, always ask. Ask if she's comfortable with fingers. Ask if she's comfortable with penetration. Ask if she's into verbal. A lot of women don't want to hear a fucking word. It scares them. So you better ask. Also, and this one might be surprising, a lot of women don't want to go face to face. If you're kissing them or being too intimate, they might lock up. They'll make it very clear that the intimacy scares them. It's a heartbreaking thing because it usually means there's been some trauma. If that happens, just stop. Just stop and hold them. Don't ask them to explain unless they choose to tell you. Just hold them. Maybe the sex will come later when they're more comfortable. Maybe it never comes at all, and that's fine. Just be a gentle soul that can hold for as long as they need.
Nothing makes my pussy drier than hearing all that.
Yeah?
The whole, it's too much.
Yeah.
I don't like to hear his details about going down on ladies.
Well, people got really, I mean, that's 171,000. What are the comments under this one? Because we just missed out on that. This is a lot for a Monday.
It really is.
Oh, man. Yeah. Sir, this is a Wendy's. Yeah. Well, he definitely does understand boundaries. I would say that. I would give him...
I know, but I also... Don't you feel like, Tom, that there's a level of communication that's vital and necessary, but then there's, like, over-communication?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be telling him everything. Can you listen to me for a second?
I'm listening.
I'm just saying that also with your partner, there should be a level of unspoken communication that you should have in order to be compatible,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
And like, I think he's right. Like, he probably is a great lover because he asks all these things, but I would be so fucking annoyed if he's like, do you like it now? How about no? It's like a masseuse that wants to know too much. Like, just do it.
I think he
just
would.
Fuck. Let's fuck. Come on, man.
But see, that's what he would read from you. So you're saying
just shut up. Yeah, just but, I want to enjoy
but
what
he
you,
would pick
you
up
are.
On that from you. Rex is not a fucking dolt. He'd be like, oh, this whore just wants to fuck. And he would just, yeah.
But I also want to experience who he is. Do you know what I mean? If somebody's right. just here and what are
then
you
don't know what they're
doing?
Into. You don't know what they're like. What do you like, motherfucker?
Yeah. And the fun part is also experiencing how that person is.
Yeah.
Because then, like, that's who you're getting.
Yeah.
Long term. What if that's he's like, who you're getting?
You really want to know what I like? And he just cracks you across the face.
Great. Perfect. I'd rather take that than, like, does this feel good on your pussy?
Yeah.
How about now? Yeah. Am I licking right? Am I just shut the fuck up, dude. Right?
I'm all right,
hot,
Rex. Well, you got some work to do with this one.
Hot white
but...
trash cum dump. Let's fuck.
All right. Let's take a quick break, and we will be right back.
Oh, no.
It's been a minute since we've seen our good friend, who you can now see on tour all over the place. You can get tickets right now at TonyHinchcliffe.com. It's the great Tony Hinchcliffe, everybody.
Yeah. It's good to be back.
Good to see you, man.
Hello.
We're both Austin residents now.
I love it, huh?
Yeah, it's been a minute, man. You love living here, right?
I love it.
Yeah, you really taken to it. I've seen you thrive since you got here.
Man, everything has changed. I'm injected with stem cells.
Yeah.
And I'm just fully
Did you get them today?
Thriving. Yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, my brain is activated. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I'm lifting weights.
Look at you.
Eating clean.
What got you into lifting weights?
Hanging out with Rogan too much.
Yeah.
Him having like never ending energy in the green room and just me feeling sluggish. And
you know,
I'm like, maybe
fucking,
he's onto something.
The thing that people, when they ask me about him, you know, the most, like the thing that I go, oh, the thing that's the craziest to me that in like the almost 20 years I've known him is this boundless, endless energy
yep.
that he has. It's crazy. I've been with him on days where we land in another country. And then we work out, and then you go eat, and then you go do a show, and then he goes and shoots pool,
yeah.
and then the next day he's doing UFC shit for 7 hours, and then he's like, "What do you want to get up in the morning?" I'm like, "Wait, how are you doing this, man?"
Yeah,
his energy is crazy.
Yeah, and he works out every day,
yeah.
and it was like forever. I was just like, "Nah," you know, at dinner, steak dinners and stuff, they'd bring the peasant's bread,
yeah.
the old loaf for yeah. the peasants, and I'd always be like, "Durr," you know, just yeah. butter and bread. He's like, you know, that stuff's not great for you. I go, whatever, whatever,
yeah, skinny,
whatever, old guy.
Yeah.
What are you now?
Yeah.
And then eventually I'm like, whoa, you can like have clearer thoughts instead That's of being a
yeah.
Are you paying attention to this, Nadav?
Uh-huh.
So our Nadavi is going to
oh,
be.
Oh, he doesn't know. Yeah. Tony doesn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, tell me, please.
You're going to love this. It's the best thing that's ever happened. Our Nadav is going to be running in the New York City Marathon.
In November.
In November.
What? Running for what? Running for
May of the City.
Have you ever done this before?
34 years of being completely sedentary.
Yeah. So, but here's the thing. I'm setting him up.
Yeah.
So I got step one. I got Ways to Well doing a full blood panel.
Oh,
do
yeah.
all his system. We're doing a DEXA scan. Got a nutritionist coming, running coach, personal trainer.
Look at all the stuff they have to do for you to run a marathon.
Yeah. I'm having a rough time understanding.
He's been spiraling.
Have you thought about, can I pitch an idea?
Yeah.
Because you have time to prepare for this. I think I'm watching him. He looks very comfortable sitting there.
Yeah.
I think he should be doing his job on a treadmill. What in that room?
Wow!
It'd be bad for sound. It's the me running in here.
No, you make it an extra soft. They make them so that they're extra soft landing pads, and you put them in a.
Can I tell you what I thought you were going to go with this?
Where
I really thought you were going to say he looks extra comfortable. Why doesn't he do the wheelchair stuff in the New York City Marathon?
Oh, that'd be good. A downhill,
strong arms.
A downhill only wheelchair race
with the joystick electrical. I'll do that.
He doesn't have the arms to compete with those people.
No, those guys. Are fucking incredible.
Those guys are so strong, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you hear, but like, here's the thing. Even though you guys are different, the thing is, he's even saying it. Like, his head is clearer. He's got more energy. It's the same shit we were talking about. You feel better.
You feel better.
It's good for you. I can see behind those sad eyes that, you know, you're really bothered. You're something slowing you down. You're a little bit sluggish.
No, yeah, I definitely have some sort of lock in. And look, I've gone through fits where I've trying to got healthier. And like, it was the best time for me, like stress wise, sleep wise, like everything improves when you're healthier. But I'm the least healthiest right now, so it's just I'm at the
What's
bottom
the
of the
fear?
Hill.
He, there's some
diabetes.
There's some fear in him, Tony.
Yeah.
The fear is, I think that he has to give up the existence he knows.
Right.
Which is what you go home, you go to Wingstop, you get.
I haven't done Wingstop in a minute, baby.
No, so but it's the pot it's, and the in the.
It's a certain lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
Right, right, right. Yeah. It's the, you know, it's the drinking whenever I want, which I'm not even a big drinker, but it's just like, oh, no drinks until November.
Well, that's a little intense. I don't know about that.
Eating whatever I want.
But like, see, he's already taking it to like, it's going to be torture. Right. Do you drink?
Not torture.
I drink all the time, but I overcompensate. I do hot yoga. I sweat it out. It's all, you know, right. I do crazy stuff. You can drink. It's really like
just
the bread.
Not every day.
Like Red Band is the same as you. He goes to Wazewell. They have a they try to measure out his levels, and it's like it looks like an earthquake chart. You know what I mean? Because he goes home and he just eats like bread.
Well, look, the real thing for all this, the thing for marathon running, you know, the people who do them will lay out how to get ready for them.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is you really got to change what you're putting in your body.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Eating. And like, you're not going to run at your weight now. So you're going to like, by changing what you eat, you're going to start being you need to be in a caloric deficit. That's like number one. And it's hard because you're going to be hungry and you're going to want to eat. But when you're in a caloric deficit, you're going to lose weight. And when you lose weight, it's easier to run because it's just harder to run when you're heavier.
No doubt about
it. So it's harder on your joints. On your lungs, and you know your cardio capacity is going to be taxed by your weight. But as you lose weight, you know it gets easier to do. But that's the thing that's the scariest, I think, is because you're like right now you just show up, you eat whatever you want whenever you want, and there's just like who cares? But you have to make this adjustment.
Yeah,
it's just a complete 180, which is I think probably the biggest block that I have to go through.
Yeah,
you gotta be fucking retarded as fuck to not lose weight.
So.
Who was that?
He's a fitness coach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Coach.
Stop fucking eating, fatty.
Yeah.
What are you into now, if not Wingstop? Because I was LA.
I was going to ask that because I could tell there's something. There's a little bit of looks like there's a little inflammation going on. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's I really like. I'm going through a whole bunch, the whole rainbow of Asian food. So,
happy gay pride.
Sushi.
The rainbow of Asian
Korean
food.
Korean barbecue, like literally, if it's Asian, like I love Asian
food.
I'm loving
it. But that's
but
not.
It's high sodium. It's high. Like,
yeah, but Korean barbecue.
Everything.
You should. Are you eating the sides, the veggies that come with it, or just the meat, the fatty meat?
No. Like I've always I know it's hard to believe.
You get the side of noodles, don't you?
Oh, fuck the noodles.
I try and avoid the carbs whenever I can, you know, but it's just like I just eat so, like, I don't eat for the first half of the day and then I make up for it in the second half.
Sure. Oh, so you don't eat much in the beginning of the day?
No, I'm not a morning person. Like, I'll drink coffee until lunch, and even lunch is kind of hard for me to eat, but then I just start doing damage.
You go crazy afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time you get home, that's when you're eating them, and then you go to bed, and then
it's like my wind down. It's like, oh, let me relax and treat myself. I had a long day of work. Let me get this ramen. Let me get some sushi on the side. Like all that shit just fucking compounds super quick.
So you're rewarding yourself for long day. Sure. And that's the worst time to eat all that crap,
right?
Because then now you're laying down, it's going to stick to your body. But you can eat these things, but just maybe for lunch, and then you can burn it off. Not as much as you're eating, but
look,
you can have a little bit of ramen.
It's a page one rewrite, Christina. I completely agree with you.
It's okay. You're going to be – you're good. You're going to do it. It's okay.
Complete 180. I see it.
Thanks, Tony.
180 is the amount of weight you need to lose. So. Running the marathon. He's just going to be going from New York hot dog stand to New York hot dog stand. I'm rewarding myself for each mile. It's been a long day. I didn't eat breakfast.
I mean, hot dogs every without excuse. The bun. Yeah.
Oh, Nadav with an excuse per mile over here.
How's Red Band? Is he going after?
Unbelievable. No, he's not going after anything. He just gets the injections and sits there. And he's like green, and I'm red now all the time from hot yoga and golfing all the time.
Yeah.
I'm just red.
Yeah.
So now on Kill Tony, we look like Christmas decorations. It's just red and green. It's weird that he should be Green Band.
Yeah, he should be.
He's not red at all.
But he's totally sedentary, not doing anything.
He does. I don't think he does. I mean, less than nothing. I think he does everything wrong. on his Instagram stories, he posts like food that he orders at 4 a.m., 5 a.m. Oh, it's unbelievable. And he'll like complain. He'll be like, these McDonald's fries came cold. It's like, what are you doing? Who are you complaining to? Are you trying to take down McDonald's right now in the middle of the night? But yeah, he does this VR stuff, and you know, he just gets wasted, and he does it in the middle of the night. I don't know what's going on.
So this guy sleeps during the day, like he's just
totally,
totally imagine nocturnal.
Being imagine being a decade long business partner with a guy that, like, if something happens, like I wake up, whatever, 8-9 a.m. and I see what he posted 3 hours ago, and I'm like, you have to delete that. And he, at 5 p.m., I get the thumbs up light.
I'm up. Jesus. Brian, it's crazy.
Oh, it's unbelievable. He's a true, you know.
He's a real man-child.
Podcast guy.
Yeah, yeah,
like, I mean, he built this thing around what he could do.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
No responsibilities, right. no kids, no life, no wife.
Right.
He's still got his girl, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're together a long time.
But they
time
do
now.
It together. Yeah. They stay up. But she's not. Yep. She's not as heavy as he is.
No,
she's
no, no.
Skinny.
She keeps him. She keeps him plump. No one wants a skinny Santa.
But I remember Red Van when he would fluctuate. Like, he could do the Weight Watchers.
Yeah, he would go
tell
up and
me
down.
That.
A lot.
He's like, Christina, I figured out with Weight Watchers, you just like you get like a tortilla and you fill it up with vegetables and then like you're full. And I'm like, yeah, Brian, yeah.
Yeah, he has breakthroughs like once every 3 months for about 24 hours.
He's like, I'm on this.
Yeah.
Then, you know who actually, because you told me and then I saw a photo. I called him yesterday. I talked to Diaz yesterday.
Yeah, he looks great.
Yeah, he really actually made some changes.
Yeah.
Like he sounded great. Like, we're talking to him on the phone. He had totally different energy to him. You know?
Yeah, he really did. When we saw him at Mothership, he was like
glowing.
Yeah, I'm like,
he also goes, "What am I going to hang out with Charo?" And I was like, "Oh, I'll set that up." And he's like, "That's what we got to do." I was like, "You're done. Done. Fly you in for that."
Yeah, he looked really good. He was very clear.
Yeah,
I was like, "Do you want something? Do you want some alcohol or pot or something?" And he's like, "No, I'm trying to stay straight. I want to soak this all in." I'm
that's
like,
not a very Joey thing to say,
right?
Like, that's a change.
Awesome.
For sure.
Oh,
he's got the best marijuana on the planet, I'll tell you that. That
Does
stuff
he?
He's been slinging, oh my goodness.
Yeah, look at him there. This is tremendous. Do you understand me?
Look at his face. It looks great.
Yeah, that's really good. I mean, Joey, 60 years old.
Yeah.
I do jiu-jitsu. I swim on Tuesdays. Him going through his regimen is always crazy. It used to be this thing where I would call him. I go, "You want a podcast this week?" He goes, "When?" I go, "Monday." He goes, "Who the fuck podcast on a Monday?" "Okay, Tuesday." He's like, "I swim Tuesdays." I go, "How about Wednesday?" He goes, "I got jiu-jitsu." I go, "Thursday." He's like, "I'm taking the girl to ballet." I go, "What fucking day can I do this with you?"
Yeah.
And he's like, "I don't know. Just call me next week." I'm like, "It's the fucking same thing."
Yeah.
He always had his like plan for the week.
He's an anomaly.
I'll see you Friday at 2.
He's like, never once called me Tony Hinchcliffe.
No?
It's Tom Hanker.
Oh, really?
It's always
100% of the time. Always different. It's never even if he thought my name was wrong, he's never called me the same wrong name twice.
It's great.
Tony, he's called me Christine for 17 years.
Yeah.
The best is when he gets on fighters, like foreign fighters. He's like, Khabib Mbana.
Yeah. He'll call me things nobody's even called me. Anthony Crinchinch. Like, Anthony? How do you even know that?
Anthony Crinchinch. Oh my God. Can I tell you, you've been on this show. You're a friend of the show for so long. Mm-hmm. One of our favorite things is your father's restaurant.
Yeah.
Called
The Joey.
This Joey.
The Joey.
Joey.
Singular.
Joey.
Joey restaurant.
Not Joey.
Even the Joey with an accent mark. It's closed now. It closed over the pandemic.
Oh.
Yeah.
But everybody would call it Joey's.
Well, yeah.
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 It's not.
You're right. It wasn't. But no one ever corrected them.
No, of course not.
Because they were right. It was Joey's. But it was Joey. Hey.
Hey. Was it in Ohio?
Yeah. In Youngstown.
In Youngstown.
Yeah. Right there. I mean, just a dilapidated area.
Really?
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Was the food good at least?
Literally, there's no restaurant here or in LA. Anything like it.
Wow.
From the beginning all the way through. You ever have those little, you ever have like peppers and oil? Like real?
Oh, yeah.
Real
Italian.
Peppers? Oh, my God.
Good shit.
Oh, you could eat a jar of them. It's unbelievable. I mean, he could eat eight jars of them on mile
one. I
don't
like peppers, Tim.
Oh, you don't like peppers. Wow, that's interesting. A natural vegetable that grows from the ground you're disgusted by. Good. There's also bread that comes with it, Nadav, you might be interested in. Fresh baked by an Italian chef. They basically invented bread. You might really enjoy it.
You're making me want to go get Italian food right now.
I know. Always. It's crazy. When I think about it, it's
How's
wild.
Joy?
Unbelievable. Thriving. They're both 76 and crushing. She was just on... I flew her out to, I didn't have a guest. It was like Sunday morning and I didn't have a guest for the next night. They had like canceled a couple days before. And for some reason, I'm like, I'm going to fly my mom out and have her sit at the table next to me.
Aww.
And we're just going to do this thing. And little did I know that it was scheduled to come out on Mother's Day. So it ended up matching up. It was weird.
Perfect.
Like I didn't even know when Mother's Day was or whatever.
Yeah.
And so it all just worked out, and we had so much fun. She hung out. She was all in and out of the mothership, up and down the stairs, hung
Loving
out
it.
With our favorite homies, Ron White and Joe Rogan.
Oh,
and,
Ron White. Yeah. The best. There's no such thing as Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Yep.
Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah. Legend. Legend.
She's a legend.
She hears it all the time.
There's no such thing as Wednesday.
Yeah.
There's no such
thing. That was my favorite thing for people that missed that. When I was talking to her about like being a bookie, and I was like, what if... What if somebody didn't have the money, you know? What if it's Monday and they don't have the money and
what if they're supposed to pay you on Tuesday?
Yeah, on Tuesday. And,
right.
And they don't and they can't pay you then. What if they go like, "Hey, I'll see you. I can get it Wednesday." And then she was quiet.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, it was the pause that
it was
made
the pause.
It.
The pause.
Yeah, it was like 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah, and I was like, and I felt it. Like I was like, oh, and then she was like, there's no such thing as Wednesday. And I was like, wow.
It's like trying to get Diaz on your podcast. On a
no, there's no such thing as Wednesday. No. No Wednesday, no, no Thursday, there's no Friday, there's no Saturday. God forbid you suggest Sunday. He's like, what, are you out of your fucking mind?
No, Joey inspired me not to do Sunday gigs.
Yeah,
too.
He was great for that.
What do you fuck, just fucking fly home. Be home.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's the Lord's Day.
Yep. Like, he got me off Sundays, too. A long time ago.
Yeah.
He was right.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
Misery doing a Sunday show.
Yeah.
You know what fucking kind of Momo goes out on?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Exactly.
Momo. He's right.
Yeah.
What kind of Momo is at a comedy club on a Sunday night?
Right. You stay a whole day. You lose a whole day for one show.
Yeah. Fuck. But I didn't, at first when he was telling me that, I'm like, how do you tell them no to that?
It's yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? You're just like happy to get the offer.
Right.
Hey, I'm not doing Sundays. What?
Right. Yeah, before podcasts, we didn't have a choice.
Yeah, no, of course not. Now
you'd have to do radio to fill up your Sunday. You'd have to fly in on
radio.
Thursday to do radio on Friday morning so that you'd fill up Sunday.
No, sometimes you would do radio Thursday and Friday.
Ooh.
Remember that? You fly out Wednesday.
Oh, what
go to Hartford or wherever the fuck. 5 planes to get there.
I was always booked in Chicago in the dead of winter for some reason. And I always had to do Man Cow, and it was at like 5:30 a.m.
Is that guy still on the air?
No.
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 That's done.
Yeah, no.
That was a big show.
Yeah, it was huge.
It wasn't it syndicated, like nationally syndicated?
I think so, mm-hmm. Yeah. It was like a really big deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I remember hearing Stern talk about him forever way back in the day about
trashing him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he was so good at that. Like anybody who got any juice going, he'd be like, "Look at this fucking dork's show,"
yeah.
And then he would just play their show and make fun.
Yeah.
Jesus, look at those glasses.
Yeah, he was big. I remember.
And but it was like I'd always get there, you know, and you have a show in Chicago the night before.
Yeah.
So it's like the first show in Chicago. So the fans that you do have, at the time, you know, they get tickets for that first show. They're like,
sure.
We're seeing you right when you get there on Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's like, so you end up having a few drinks and now you're hanging out in Chicago. Your friend from high school that lives in Chicago comes out. And then it's 3 a.m. and you're like, I have to be up in 2.5 hours to do the radio to supposedly sell tickets for this weekend. What?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, and then you'd go back to your hotel room, and then you have to go to sleep so that you can rest up for the night.
But you had to have a bunch of coffee before so that you could do the thing.
So then you have to drink more in the middle of the day alone in your fucking hotel room, and that's when you hit bottom.
Yep.
You're like, I think it's time to become a mother and have children. Get off the fucking road, dude.
I don't miss those days at all.
No. Yeah, and people were like, you guys are complete. You talk about having money. Like, yeah, fuck you. We did this for so many years.
Right.
We were poor.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And now you golf all day.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Absolutely. Yeah. Country clubs with Ron White laughing, talking about how weird it is that we do jokes for a living.
Yeah.
Phones are locked.
How's your
up.
Golf game? Getting better?
It's getting better, yeah. Yeah, really.
Didn't you
good.
Start like semi-recently?
Yeah, I started during the pandemic. It was like the only thing we were allowed to do in California.
Did you go through all the frustrations that new golfers go through?
Oh, like, it's crazy.
Did you get lessons?
Kind of, not really.
No?
Lessons are like, I kind of think it's like cheating. It
really?
Doesn't make sense, but I don't like it.
But
they,
not
they
someone
just
to
make
like
you
fix
do
your...
all these drills. I just golfed with a lot of good golfers.
Yeah.
And I just watched them and made
That's
some
impressive.
Serious adjustments constantly and learned little things along the way.
How often are you golfing now?
Whew, three times a week at
wow.
least. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I have this crazy regimen where I golf, hot yoga. So I'm like, I'm sweating out these demons. I'm getting the sunshine.
Yeah.
I'm having fun every night. I mean, this mothership thing, you know,
yes,
I don't
nice.
Have kids
so
or
fun.
Anything. And yeah. I live downtown in a high rise, so it's like I just have fun all the time.
Oh, sure.
Your life is perfect.
Phones are locked up, so I can literally say anything I want. So
that's
what great. I'm in it for. You know, I'm not in it for, you know, being a mainstream star or anything. Like,
sure.
I just like, you know.
Going for it.
Saying shit.
Yeah, like the other night I did a joke. Long story short, I did a joke about I had a gun in my mouth, right? And the crowd laughs at the end of the joke. I don't want to give it away. And then as the laughter's going down, some lady in the crowd goes, "Oh, no." And I'm like, "What's your problem, lady?" And she goes, "I don't like jokes about guns in mouths. My dad killed himself that way." I go, "Lady, I've known you for 8 seconds, and I know exactly why he did it."
It's so fun.
And it's like things like that. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's just a moment. It's just a glimpse of the other night. And it's like,
it's
is
so
there anything
fun.
More fun in the world than being like in the moment and getting to do whatever you want?
No.
It's like ever since I was a little kid and I was trying to make the class laugh.
Yeah.
It's like, it's what I've always wanted.
And it's crazy because this is what comedy was
mm-hmm.
like a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have to do it. We have to lock up phones and build a club in Austin, Texas to have freedom of speech. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's so wild.
It is wild. The world has changed.
It's the opposite where we came from. You know, LA, it's so groany and like
mellow
and weird. It's just changed.
Yeah.
It's fun here. It's a lot of fun.
It is so much fun.
Oof, it's crazy.
Thank
yeah.
God,
shooting
dude.
Guns, golfing.
You're shooting guns,
having
too.
Fun. Yeah, I have a gun right next to my bed. I just look at it sometimes and I'm laying there.
Hey, hi. What are you doing over there? Your little gun?
Yeah. Gun range.
You can do anything.
Fun. Yeah, you can.
No one's going to hurt us. My sweet little gunsy onesie.
I'm excited.
This is a crazy, like, it's a state also where everyone's like, oh, you know, somebody like walks onto your property. You can definitely just shoot them.
Yeah.
And there's no like, they don't go like, oh, have you looked into the law? They're like, yeah, we have. And you can.
Yeah.
Like, you know, some states, they're like, someone can be in your home and you have to be like, hey, you need to leave my house. Like, you have to like talk to them. You're not allowed to like show a weapon to somebody in certain states. And here they're like, no, no, no. Like, somebody comes onto your property. Yeah.
Smoke them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Is that really a thing?
Yes. If you've ever driven around Austin, I mean, maybe this is just folklore, but if you see purple fence posts, it means we're going to shoot first and call the cops after that.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing better than being an Amazon deliverer and seeing that, right? put this here.
You put this by your fence.
It's a delivery.
Even like boating. On the lakes here, like Austin and Travis, and you're like, oh my God, you don't even need a license. You can just drive a boat.
Oh, it's
everybody's ripped and
believable.
People are friendly as shit, though.
What?
So friendly. It's such a vibe. I've spent more time on the water here in Austin in the past almost 3 years of living here than I did in 20 years living next to the ocean in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. It mm-hmm. is unbelievable. The river, the life, the nature.
Lakes,
you know,
lots.
The LA River Everybody? Is a goddamn...
Oh,
we
it's
have all
a sewer.
These rivers, and it's a sewer. It's yeah. literally a
sewer.
Cement... I mean, for those of you that don't know, it's literally a cement sewer. The LA River. Watch. Look.
No, I know. Oh. It's a wash.
Oh, my God.
They call it a river, but it's a wash.
It's disgusting.
It's where Greece did the race, you guys, the famous car chase, yeah. the race between the greasers and the whoever the boaters.
Yeah. yeah.
It's Mad That's Max.
It. Yeah.
It's gross. It's always been gross. Yeah.
But L.A. will rise again.
Like, they call it the L.A. River. Isn't that weird that they call it the river?
Instead of calling it, like, a piss pot?
Yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah. Like, just call it something else.
I know.
Yeah, it's super gross.
City. I still love L.A.
Now, even
It'll
the boat police here, they're just like, hey. And you see the lights, and you're like, ah, shit. And they're like, just slow down. And you're like, oh, okay. Like, they don't want to. They're like, go ahead.
It's How so many wild. People drown in the lake, you think, just being drunk?
Well, it depends. You mean on accident or because somebody grabbed them by the neck and held them under the water?
Both.
Right. Yeah. Well, because that guy is still out there. But
oh, is he?
Yeah.
Killing dudes.
But yeah, there's that Lady Bird Lake mm-hmm. where they're like, oh, it's not a killer. And it's like, oh, okay. But drownings, I don't know. That has to happen pretty regularly. People are getting fucked up out there.
Yeah. That's
that's not that many. That's Lake Travis. How about Lake Austin?
Yeah, Lake Travis is the rich people. They have life preservers and stuff. Lake Austin.
There's got to be, especially on those three-day weekends when all the drunks are out there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, three drown in a month this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor people. I think that's because of the serial killer.
Yeah,
that's
of course. Come on.
Is he really? He's really killing dudes, right?
I mean, he's not killing people we're going to miss.
Yeah, clearly.
You know.
Killing. I mean, yeah. You know.
Homeless?
Yeah.
That's cool.
He's like, I'm trying to clean these streets up a little bit.
Yeah. Before this place turns into the LA River.
You want you want Cesar Chavez to look like fucking Sepulveda? No. He's a transplant. He's like, I moved here. I'm going to keep this. Yeah. Do you know who DeMarco Fleming is?
What's your name?
My name is DeMarco Fleming.
Are you gay?
I'm bisexual.
Are you top or bottom?
I'm a top, dom top, aggressive top.
Can you describe what dom top means?
Dom top means, which means I grab you by your back and neck, put your face down, ass up, and fuck the shit out of you, and have you walk crazy for days.
Walk crazy for days?
Crazy for days, which means you'll be real sore, and you'll be calling me on the phone. Daddy DeMarco, I need help. I'm sore. Give me some Tylenol. That's what that means.
Okay. Honestly, I don't think I can handle it, but I appreciate your honesty.
I know you can't handle it. I can tell the way you walk you can't handle it. My dick is big. They call me King Kong in my pants. I know you can't handle it, but I'll make sure I go real gentle with you.
Oh, my God. Cute.
Thank you so much. I like it gentle.
All right?
He's like, let go of my hands.
It's like if Stern's Beetlejuice was on stem cells and steroids. It's like a normal, healthy Beetlejuice. They call me King Kong in my pants.
In my pants, yeah.
And how is that possible? They call me King Kong in my pants.
Yeah, it's not.
Like, are they in your pants calling you King Kong? Did they call you, hey, you're King? Hey, it's King Kong in his pants.
I know, the leg, he doesn't know how to.
Like, there's no way that's the exact nickname.
For a second, I really thought it was Jizza from the Wu-Tang Clan, but it's actually, it's not.
He will Jizza in your Wu-Tang can, though, if you know what I mean.
He will. No, pull up Jizza. From Wu-Tang, and like,
God, that kid is so scared of him.
See,
oh yeah,
I kind of did.
Holy shit!
So
maybe
right,
that is.
My name is DeMarco. No, it's definitely not him. But
DeMarco ain't nothing to fuck with. That's for sure.
DeMarco, man. So scares. This kid is so scared.
Oh yeah,
that he tries to get a kiss here.
I got you.
Thank
day.
You so much. I cannot kiss, though.
You cannot kiss?
No, I have a boyfriend.
He has a boyfriend. I got a husband. What does that mean? You can't see the engagement ring on my neck? Get with the program. My name is DeMarco Fleming, all right?
Period. Thank you again.
Holla. It's a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you. You're awesome.
So scared.
Wow.
And
please
then
don't fuck me.
DeMarco got a little bit of, like, you know, press about, like, this kind of got made its rounds. And now he's like, he likes the attention. So now he's telling people, like, oh, come over, take a picture with me. You know?
DeMarco Flynn, it's a pleasure. Yeah.
Who are you?
So, yes, my name is DeMarco. Take my Instagram down. Come on, let's take a photo. Come on. Yo, listen, take a photo. My name is DeMarco Flynn. You don't know who I am? Read that sign.
How many people are holding signs here?
That's
just one guy holding a sign. It says Tylenol.
Oh, my God.
Like, he went over, like, there's people over here. You know?
Oh, I bet that guy's walking. Walking crazy
oh,
right now.
Dude.
I am. Film that. That's how I am. Read that sign. That's how you know who I am. Read that sign. Come on, babe. Let's go. Get the picture. Who got the phone? Babe, you got to make it quick. Where's the picture? Who got the phone?
Jesus Christ, you have to beg people to take a photo.
Yeah. And he's like really aggressive with it. Come on.
It's a dom. Take it. Dom top.
Yo, listen,
I literally saw this morning. Like, what the?
Really, it is. Give me some love. Holla at your boy.
Amazing, lovely meeting you.
Yeah, you too. And next time when I give you an order, follow. I'm a dom top. Follow my orders.
Oh, my God.
And look how. Okay. You see the guy with the phone here in the foreground? He looks over to his right, like, just watch him right here.
Give me some love. Holla at your boy.
Amazing, lovely meeting you.
He's like, what's happening?
Oh, my God.
He's like, why didn't we take a picture with him? Because he said so.
You too. And next time when I give you an order, follow him. A dom top. Follow my orders.
It's like,
you understand
me,
right? Holla at your boy all day in America.
He's gonna walk weird.
Oh, trust me.
He take it like
a
check.
Oh, trust me. His leg will be all across the street the way he fuck with me. You have no idea. His leg will be all like this. Ah!
Oh, my God.
What a find.
How do you find these people?
Go to his page. It's DeMarco, DeMarco underscore 83.
You know something though? I'd rather watch him than the Kardashians all day.
Oh,
long.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
DeMarco Fleming meeting people and be like, I'm about to fuck you weird right now.
So
like,
great.
I can't picture him with a woman. I'm surprised he said bye.
Yeah.
He seems like the, you know, Gayzilla or something like that. He's the dominant force.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if I understand bisexual men. I always think that's a label right before gay town.
Yeah.
I don't buy it.
Yeah.
Hey, bisexual men are cap, any?
Look at DeMarco. He's putting
not
up.
Not going to back me up on that one.
Look, he's putting up.
Sorry, I'm doing going up for a job interview.
He got professional photos done.
Did he win the Dom Award? The Big Daddy Dom?
He got photos taken.
No comments
Let's put some comments.
You guys like are really hold on. This guy isn't even like viral. You're like really finding this guy. I didn't realize I was taking part in like this guy's breakout moment.
This is his moment. Yeah.
Oh my! Have you ever talked with him or anything?
No.
Oh,
no.
This is gonna go
we
down.
We just found him.
We talked somebody else yesterday that we found.
He's a star.
But yeah, this guy is a star.
Oh,
look at that! Look at friendly
DeMarco.
Well,
This is who people in offices know.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, DeMarco.
Yeah, that's so true.
Oh man, he gets the job done. He just grabs it by the waist and knocks it out. You know what I mean? He works.
He's a sweet guy.
He works his. He works his King Kong. What is it again?
King Kong in my pants.
There he is. Now we're starting to see. Yeah.
If the camera pans a little bit lower, there's just an innocent victim on the floor.
looking up. I'm scared.
Here we go.
You can leave anytime you want, but we have a few more questions for you, DeMarco. We love that you're cooperating. Two in the shit. You know what I'm saying? There it is.
This is a friendly laugh.
I like this one.
The thinking man.
Thinking about cock.
Yo, where that asshole at?
Do I have Tylenol in the bathroom right now?
I'm going to put it in your acetaminophen. That's the generic name for Tylenol.
He's the approachable.
This is like, come on, book me.
Yeah, come on over. I'm not gonna hurt you.
I lied. That's the next one. I was just fucking around. I'm gonna hurt you real bad.
Oh my goodness.
That's a thoughtful.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
He's got
like DeMarco the author.
He's got some eczema on his elbow. I have the same thing. Yeah.
Yep.
You need aloe vera.
Yep. He's a little bit. Little bit ash there.
I'm saying he's posting his. So he posted all those things in the last like
15 hours.
Wow. All those photos.
Yeah.
Can I just say that there's a comment? Two Spirit Wolf says, love your personality.
Yeah.
hard eyes.
Yeah. I think it's like, go to the page itself here. And what is it when it says he explained? Yeah, that one right there, that middle one. Does it actually have his explanation? Oh, no, it's just like a reference to the video. I got it.
The okay. way I'd let him do anything. There's gay guys in the comments. They are just, Daddy DeMarco, I need some Tylenol.
I know.
This is unbelievable. By the way, Tylenol would not be the way to treat a sore asshole.
No.
Literally the worst medicine you could take for it. Causes internal bleeding, which I think DeMarco also causes internal bleeding. So if you don't get it from DeMarco, you're going to get it from the Tylenol. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
You know, Tony, this is a really good point to make.
Yeah.
That if your asshole is torn and bleeding, you do not want something that's going to exacerbate the bleeding.
Exactly. Oh, aspirin, also a blood thinner.
Wow.
Important to know.
I mean,
you're going to want to consult your physician if you,
yeah,
and probably like maybe like some like cooling pads or something like that.
Oh, hemorrhoid, yeah. Tux, yeah. Medicated.
Yep.
Like after you give birth, that's what this is going to feel like.
Yeah. Hey, I got some fucking tux for you, bitch.
Yeah. And here's the other thing that if you are hurt by that, calling Daddy DeMarco is not going to help either. Right. Don't be fooled that a call to him will resolve your issues. Like, hey man, you really hurt me. I know. You're like, okay, bye.
Oh my goodness, Daddy DeMarco.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. He's been fucking for a long time too, which I really like about him. He's like an elder.
Yeah, an elder
butt fucker. Yeah,
I can't picture him with a woman.
No, I don't think it's. But then again, he's so old that he's like, I'm still bisexual. Maybe he's still clinging to it. Maybe he is bisexual.
Right. Old school. Old school gay. Says he's bisexual.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Like, is this cat racist?
Oh my God.
Right.
Oh my God.
Feels like it.
Whoa.
Yeah. But here's the thing. A black cat can say it, right? Because it's
right,
and the owner's black,
right? So it's just, I think that's the rule, is that you have to be black,
right? He's just repeating what he heard on the most recent Lil Wayne song or something like that. If it's a song lyric, you can get away with it.
I mean, it's
if you're quoting a Richard Pryor bit, I've learned all about this,
yeah. Then you're allowed,
yeah. Oh my God,
that's a pretty crazy cat. That's a cat. But if you're listening, that is a cat.
I love when cats talk.
Yeah.
This is how the actor from Puss in Boots gets canceled. It's him. Puss in Boots goes on a racist rant.
It's great the way the guy films this, too, because he just looks at the camera like, listen to this bullshit that I deal with every day with the cat.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. What a great...
Have you seen the cat that can say, Nicole, uh-oh. And then there's one that's like, look, I'm gay. Cats are saying a lot of shit.
They're saying wild shit.
TikTok.
Yeah.
Ever since that vaccine came out.
I'm sorry your parents are brother and sister, and you're a fat sack of inbred shit. Now move, idiot.
They're dead. Oh my God.
Who gives a shit? Move, idiot!
Oh my God.
Can he do Kill Tony? That's pretty good, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Is he mad at the person in front of the cart?
Yeah.
That's a drive-thru?
Yeah, it's a drive-thru.
You fat sack of shit.
You inbred sack, right? Sack of fat shit.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Get it together and fucking move.
Did she really cry to that, though? Is that fake tears?
It sounded like kind of sincere and then kind of mocking. Like, it kind of depends. I mean...
I'm sorry your parents are brother and sister, and you're a fat sack of inbred shit. Now move, idiot.
Oh, my.
What is this car painted like? What is... Oh, it's reflection.
Oh, my God.
Who gives a shit? Move, idiot.
Oh, my God.
Having your hazards on in the drive-thru is going to be enraging to the people behind you.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Get it together.
No, you and you are a fat sack of inbred shit. You're, you know.
You're at Chick-fil-A?
You're in the drive-thru lane.
I think it's a Chick-fil-A. That really decides a lot, is what fast food place that is. Nadav, you're the chief consultant on fast food. That's what you can call him when he's running the marathon, fast food.
Well, I could tell by the bricks that it is actually a 2010 model McDonald's. That was that...
Where are they? Do you know where they are?
I can't tell.
Aren't those the wait parking spots? The yellow. So maybe it is McDonald's. Yeah. Chick-fil-A would never make you wait that long.
Right.
Chick-fil-A would have somebody out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a Chick-fil-A fan?
Huge.
Love Chick-fil-A.
So good.
What's your top three for fast food?
Well, it's a little bit tricky because I barely do it anymore, but I go no bun with everything.
Oh.
I'm the opposite of DeMarco. No buns in my life. No Tylenol necessary. But Chick-fil-A, always loyal to In-N-Out.
Oh, you know. So, and there's never a line here because they don't
have
like
you tried?
It.
Yeah, they don't like it
no,
here. It's so weird.
Great.
Have you tried Whataburger?
Yeah, I've tried it.
Stop. Yeah. It's disgusting.
I mean, it's so weird because like the other stuff that they have to brag about here is so unbelievable. And they like blow it with the Whataburger thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like HEB, greatest grocery store. It's
fantastic.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Literally the best grocery store ever conceived. There's a bunch of them. Every single one of them, you can trust their things. It's
so
like
good.
It literally better than the best product. Like
their jellies, like the HEB apricot jellies, my jam.
It's insane.
Or a Buc-ee's. You've been into a Buc-ee's?
I was just gonna say,
fucking
HEB, best grocery stores.
Did you
are
say
here
the
in
jelly
Texas.
Is my jam?
What?
Yeah, that was pretty amazing.
Jelly is my jam.
It's my jam.
Okay.
That is. I noticed that too.
Okay. Sorry,
that's
guys.
Incredible.
Okay.
But my point is. They literally have the best grocery store.
Lenovo.
You have bragging rights for days. You have the best gas stations.
Yeah.
Buc-ee's are the undeniable
champion.
Number one. Nothing like it in the world. And then they go, oh, yeah. And we got the best
burgers.
What a burger. Yeah. And it's like, oh, my God, no.
This?
You're ruining
fucking
it.
Fucking pile what? Of dog shit?
Yeah.
You call this
everywhere else is better.
Yeah.
Everywhere else.
I would
is
really
better.
Put it like at the very bottom.
Totally.
It's garbage. One of the worst experiences I've had.
Yeah.
And I've had it a few. It's like one time I did it and I trashed it and I posted about it and people got so upset. So I was like, I'll go again. Like, I'll go again.
Yeah.
And I think it was worse.
Yeah.
It was worse the next time.
Yeah.
The bun sucks. The burger sucks. I think it's just that in your adolescence, if that's what you're exposed to first and you get married to that flavor, that sauce, then you go, oh, that's what good is. And you don't realize that you've been served dirty sock soup and you
that's
think
right.
It's actually a fucking, New York strip and it's shit.
They compare it to In-N-Out and it boggles my mind.
No.
I'm like, oh my God. Oh my, oh my
it's,
God.
It's crazy.
It's like saying
it's
the earth is flat or something like that.
Well,
I also had a bad first experience at a Whataburger. I was on the road opening like for free. It was like crazy. This was like 2 years into my career, 14 years ago. I'm opening for a Texas comedian who took me and my good buddy Matt Edgar, who's like another, especially back then, we were both super duper skinny. He always wore like skinny jeans. He was kind of like a hippie, like goth kid with like hair in his eyes, one of those. And we're in Corpus Christi, Texas, and we go to Whataburger. And our buddy takes us there, the headliner, Texas comedian, originally from Texas, but he lived in L.A. Anyway, so he's like, wait till you guys try Whataburger. You're going to love it. It's the greatest experience of your life. So he's like, I have to make a phone call outside. Here's what I want you to get. Blah, 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 blah. And we're in line waiting, and we're talking, and we're goofing around. We've been drinking. We did shows, right? We're laughing and just goofing around. And we get to the front of the line, and I'm like, I'll have a number four, blah, 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 blah. And I hand the person the $20 bill or whatever, and someone over my shoulder goes, yeah, you can give that back to him. They're going to be getting out of here. And I go, wait, what? And then there's a police officer. And he goes, yep, give him his money back. You guys are getting out of here. If you don't leave right now, I'm going to arrest both of you.
What?
And I'm like, what? Is there a problem? He goes, don't say another word. Get out of this establishment or I will arrest you. I go,
what?
Okay, Matt, come on. So me and Matt walk out and our buddy's on the phone. He's like, where's the food? What are you guys doing? And we're like, we just got kicked out. He's like, for what? We're like, we have no idea. So he goes in there and he's like, what the hell's going on, officer? I'm from this town. This is where I was born and raised. Those are my buddies. This is their first Whataburger experience. Why are you kicking them out? And the cop goes, if you say another word to me, I'm arresting you. He goes, what the fuck are you talking about? Boom, arrests him. Takes him in. Long story short, the next day, we're driving to the next city, right? And it turns out that headliner was friends with the chief of police of that city. So he goes, the chief of police is calling me. You guys stay quiet. I'm going to find out what went on. So it's like one of those calls where like we're on speakerphone, but we're not supposed to be on the call. And he goes, yeah, man, what happened last night? And the chief of police goes, well, my guy says that there were a couple of f***s hanging out in a Whataburger. And it just... So me and Matt are like trying not to laugh. We're like holding on, like just staring at each other like, fuck.
This was a story?
That's the story.
What?
Just that your guy's appearance.
You're gay. We just came across as gay, giggling and laughing. They said they were giggling around. I don't know. He said they were giggling around like gays.
And we just were like.
But the first thing was a couple f***s goofing around at a Whataburger.
Wow.
That was
hard,
enough.
Hard
f***s. It.
Harder than the cat says the N-word. Yeah.
And this is the chief of police.
This is how they handle business back then. 14 years ago.
This wasn't 45 years ago.
This was,
and it's not like we were making out or anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Giggling with tight pants on.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
lock them up.
Get them out of here.
Wait, so what happened when the headliner got cuffed?
They just took him to put him in a holding cell or whatever for a few hours, and
they're like, and then they're like, there's no explanation for why we're
right.
Yeah, jeez. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, exactly. So my first time at a Whataburger, I didn't get served, and I was considered a.
Wow.
So maybe that left a bad taste.
I think that did taint
mouth.
Something yeah. for you. Yeah. And I think the only thing that could probably resolve that for you is probably DeMarco Fleming.
I have a feeling.
Yeah.
I have a feeling.
Imagine if you went back to that one and like, who's the f*** now?
Yep. I'll have a Whataburger number 2 and 3 Tylenol, please.
That's insane, dude. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That would never happen at an In-N-Out. In-N-Out.
Never.
If you're gay, they give you extra fries.
Yeah. You know what's adorable? I just went to In-N-Out last week. And they teach their employees to speak Californian. So when you order, they go, like, I'll be like, I'll have a number 2 animal style. They go, okay, right on. Right on. I'm with Dr. Pepper. Right on.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, that's so 1997. Oh, California.
Right
but
on. It's totally
right
radical,
on.
Dude.
Right on.
Dude, bro.
You know what I found out? Because one of our great up-and-coming young talents on Kill Tony, a golden ticket winner named Enrique Chacon, 25-year-old Mexican boy that just crushes. Just got a job at Buc-ee's, and he told us that there's a thing at Buc-ee's where if you find another employee stealing, you get $500. And if you find a manager stealing, you get $2,500. So everybody's literally like watching everybody.
What a horrible environment to work in.
Yeah, but I mean, they have fun though. Everybody's like super nice.
Yeah.
But it's just one little cherry on top. Like
yeah.
if you see anything.
Especially that manager. You're always like.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Hoping that he puts a dollar in his pocket.
It would be so easy to steal. There's so much shit in a Buc-ee's.
Oh my God.
There's just
goodness.
So much. There's like 20,000 beef jerkies alone to
oh,
choose from.
It's so amazing.
You
I thought,
show...
I purchased art at Buc-ee's. That's how much I love
oh,
Buc-ee's.
Yeah. Hats.
Yeah.
Shirts.
I almost, got a, I almost got a bonfire pit from there once.
Oh, why
I was
not?
Just staring at it. I was like, I don't know.
You want to show? You want to show Tony your TikToks?
Oh, I would love to show Tony my TikToks, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
specially curated.
The marginalized communities are the ones I like to highlight. People that are underrepresented.
If your husband cheats on you, bring the woman that he cheated on you with, and make him marry her. And that's how you deal with infidelity.
Interesting theory there.
She's rad. She's one of the greats.
She is one of the greats. Yeah. She's Muslim.
Now, I got to make my TikTok. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a good day. Just got here. Have a good day.
Oh, shit.
It's right.
Oh, shit.
You know what this is like? This is like when people really
so
first realized they were at a live television taping
Love
and they
it.
Saw the camera and they're like,
yeah,
hey.
Right. It's so embarrassing.
Hey,
that's me.
Yeah, and then this guy's like, wait, I can make my own? Like,
but hold on. Who does this guy remind you of?
He one reminds of my... the Kings Above 18.
No, even no? better for me, Tony Johns.
Oh, Tony
he
Johns.
He looks like
flavors.
A more mature Tony Johns.
Who's
he's like,
Tony Johns.
Ah, yeah. Wow.
I think Joey Diaz once brought me up to that name, but.
He's like,
you know him, you love him, Tony Johns. Tony.
Like, well, okay, I guess I'm Tony Johns for 15 minutes.
Yeah, he's our ladies' man from Utah, baby. Woo! And can you do Tony Johns for a second?
Woo! We up out of here, baby.
Where is he?
Tony Johns.
He's in Cool Guys.
He is?
Should be. He's the Grambo one because he gay as fuck.
Did you guys notice that the gay pride parade? Did you guys notice the downpour of rain that happened?
Is it God punishing?
God's just like, no. It was hilarious. It was a super, super huge gay pride parade on 6th Street. And as soon as it started, God just lightened thunder.
I got a DUI, baby.
Okay.
But he looks like an older.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, the art of the kiss is being lost in our modern time. You need to understand a woman is soft and gentle, and she wants to be loved. Move in with a kiss nice and easy, because you're only going to get one first kiss. And if you want to be invited for a second one, you got to make this first one count. Easily nibble on her lip, and then once you move inside,
I'm
going to fucking
back and forth as if you're painting on a canvas.
Oh, God.
Nice and slow. And understand.
Oh.
If she realizes that she's got a great kisser on her hands, he's got a skill set can be applied in other parts of her anatomy. You want to keep this in mind. Be advised.
I mean, where the fuck do you guys find this stuff?
You're welcome.
I mean,
I know.
I feel like I could internet. I feel like I could stop everything that I do and just internet.
Isn't it upsetting?
And I wouldn't find as much creepy stuff.
It's so creepy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
And an old guy just eating ice cream with a voiceover about how women are delicate.
And he barely ate any of the ice cream. Yeah, he barely put a dent in it for as much licking that happened. Yeah. Like I don't know how more ice cream got on the cone.
I mean, for as much as on his face still, it should be more gone.
That is unbelievable.
And then that look at the camera.
Oh my God.
At the end, like, mm-hmm.
That is the weirdest episode of Yellowstone I've ever seen in my life.
And also, as a woman, there's no way that that's arousing in the least. Just, you know.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
This is pretty cool. These are my.
Is this DeMarco's dick going into an asshole right now?
There's an abrupt drop in the tube, which Jacob has successfully crawled. This section requires a caver to drop down in
a lot of cave talks.
Yeah. That's in the I like first cave body
position. Oh, fuck.
This can be dangerous for a caver. Who
King
may not
Kong
be
in
strong,
your pants.
Flexible.
It does look like an intestine.
Patient.
That's how you cave dive, buddy.
Woo!
These guys.
It's a little tight through here. But I can keep moving my elbows through, so as long as I can keep bending my elbows, yeah. I'm okay.
No, you're
this
not.
This little knuckle here is going to give me fits, though.
Telling you, Tony, nothing gives me more anxiety than these cave talks. They're horrible.
I am so with you on that.
I mean, some of them are, she finds they're in these and there's water and they're like, I hope it doesn't rain because I won't make it out. And then they're like trying to get through a space this big.
I mean, how much love did you not have? How many hugs did you? These are all people. You find out the parents that like never held their kids and now they would need to be surrounded by earth at all times. Like, what a coincidence.
And you're really horrible. People talk about, you know, doing things that you could die doing. But this has to be. This is another level above, like, oh, you could die, you know, on a racetrack or whatever.
Even find you. Who's going to get your body?
I'd rather be flying an airplane with complete engine failure have to find a place to land.
1,000%.
Than to be in a fucking dark cave. Imagine when your flashlight goes out and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll just wait until death.
There is no come get me.
Right.
You're there. You're just there.
But do you think that you would suffocate first, like lack of oxygen?
I have anxiety right now, that just a wave of it that just hit me in such an uncomfortable way.
This is my gift, Tony. This is what I do.
I don't like this.
Why? Suffocate. Yeah. You gotta go to the library.
Yeah. Who knew?
Take a photograph.
See these rocks here? If I move them out of the way.
Oh yeah, move the rocks out of the way.
That'll save you.
By the way, what's the goal with this?
Just not to die every time. They get
what do you get for doing this?
Not dying.
Hey, I climbed through a space that I shouldn't be in.
Just move rocks.
No, I'm going to move that knuckle right there.
Like, what? Unable to make it further through the tiny passage, I began to chip away at some of the more obtrusive lava rocks.
Woo!
Oh,
got it.
My God.
Got it. Yeah. So much fun. Such a good time.
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Oh, I love that.
Can you read that caption?
Here we go. See, this is my bread and butter.
What's this? Well, read the
and
caption for people.
I think bread and butter is her bread and butter.
What's
oh,
it say?
It, honestly, it's discrimination that they can't build wider aisles in airplanes 2023.
Sure.
Is
that's
this
first class.
Real? Did she? Did this yeah. person really post this?
Yes. This is first class, too, by the way. She
oh.
probably had to buy
yeah,
a
those
seat.
Those are the pods.
My God. Like,
yeah, sleeping pods.
Wait, but she's not in first class, is she?
There's no way.
They
no.
force them to buy first class tickets because they don't fit in economy sometimes. At
oh.
least on the Middle Eastern airlines.
This is always who I get stuck sitting next to when I'm hungover. A layover.
God.
It's always. It's
honestly,
unbelievable.
It's discrimination.
Oh, yeah.
They have to build wider aisles, you guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's discrimination.
It makes sense.
The aisles
dummies.
Should be able to accommodate 400, 500 pound people. Yeah. Makes sense.
Totally. Why yeah. are they hating on you?
Take it personally.
Hating you so hard.
Yeah.
Not being able to fit. You can't walk down the aisle.
You can't waddle.
You know what? I agree. I think they should have an airline just for people over 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And they all get to fly together, and it's perfect.
Yeah.
And babies can be on those flights.
And people
yeah, everyone that sucks
under 300 yeah. pounds have to pay extra to fly on your airline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Let's discriminate against the healthy people.
That's okay. a great idea.
Yep. And we'll call it Jet Ew.
Oh, that is your gift, honey.
It really is.
I've always had, you know, in those roast writer rooms God. And stuff, you really find out, like, if people have specialties and things. Like, yeah. there's one guy, Mike Ferrucci, that has the amazing ability to be able to put together this thing that like, is heartfelt, right? Like, yeah. a longer form thing. But I have this incredible knack for some reason, and I don't know why, because I was never, like, traumatized by an obese person or anything like that.
Yeah.
I was never, like, molested by
yeah.
A big person. But I have the – anytime anything overweight comes up,
it's
I just like – I cannot stop.
Well, you and David are all – that's so
right.
much fun to watch
oh,
on Kill Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You and David Lucas, who's a hilarious comic.
Yeah.
You guys – like roasting each other. This is one of the funniest things I've seen.
Yeah, we
it's
go back
so
and forth
funny.
A
yeah.
lot. He yeah. keeps me, he gives me a lot to work with. There's a lot of material there because
he's a big dude.
Big boy.
Yeah.
He is misshapen. That's him cheating in an arm. He had to cheat to beat me in arm wrestling.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, he had to lift his elbow up because I'm on testosterone.
Man, I wonder if you could beat any.
Chanceless.
Wow. He said there's no chance.
Who? Wait, what?
Any, right there in the booth.
Let me see. What are we dealing with here? Stand up for a second.
I'm skinny as shit, man.
Let me just see real quick. Yeah, I'd beat you. Ooh, in arm wrestling.
Nice.
Damn. Yeah. No doubt.
No doubt. Oh, you
yeah.
both said.
Yeah, I'm a freak athlete.
Yeah, I like this.
I lay low.
Annie says he can't lose.
That's not what I said.
By the way, Tony took his shirt off in the green room, and I saw him. He's even got, what's it called, the dick lines?
Oh.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
The V? You got that V?
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, he's jacked.
So.
Tony's
I have abs.
Jacked. Yes.
I have chest.
Yes.
I bought 2 45-pound dumbbells.
Nice.
And I put them over on, like, next to my giant window
mm-hmm.
in my place that overlooks the whole city.
I just
keep them there on the ground. And people that come over are always like, is that, like, art or something? I'm
like, you're like American
no.
Psycho?
Art. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It is
you're
kind
American
of American.
Psycho.
So you just wake up and
my
do your...
place is kind of American
kind
Psycho.
Of.
I have
like
Beethoven that rolls through it before I leave.
What's your circuit with those weights? You do chest,
yeah,
shoulders,
I just do whatever. Yeah.
Everything.
It's just having them there, it works out because instead of like going to a gym,
yeah,
I just see them all the time and I'm like, I could knock out a few.
Yeah.
And it's so heavy instead of, you know, getting 20, you know what I mean? Like lower weights, like a
yeah.
normal human, it's faster and more efficient to do 5 or 10 reps of those throughout the day.
Love
instead
it.
Of, you know, having to fucking...
It's awesome. I love it. You're going to be totally swole soon, man.
So swole.
I'm having fun
patrol.
With that.
All right, listen. You can watch Kill Tony every week.
I love Tony.
On the YouTubes.
So yeah.
He's on tour. What's it called? Fully Grown?
Yeah. Going everywhere. Very, very excited about it. Giant theaters. Locking up phones. Doing all these crazy Texas jokes that... I've been working on here at the mothership. Doing
nationwide, all over,
or
worldwide, yeah. Probably, right?
Well, yeah. This yeah. one's, we're just going to Toronto, Canada. On this
okay.
one. But also, we're doing Kill Tony at the HEB Center here in Austin on New Year's Eve.
Whoa.
Yeah, the arena. So that's a cool thing if anybody wants to, you know, people always complain because you can't get tickets to Kill Tony. So everybody has a chance.
Make plans. You can make
exactly.
plans.
Yeah, it's a
little,
great New Year's
little
Eve.
Christmas gift.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get to visit Austin, the comedy and live music capital of the world. Make a little trip out of it. That's
I like
the
it.
Plan.
That's a perfect plan for New Year's Eve.
You see
That's
Tony fun. On tour at TonyHinchcliffe.com.
Yep.
Watch Kill Tony. Maybe consider making your New Year's plans here in Austin, Texas.
Hell yeah.
Always great to see you, man.
Thank you. I love you guys
love
so
you.
Much.
I'll give you some Tylenol.
I love it. Thank you. I need it.
Bye. Oh, my God.